live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSIP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protex Security & Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
A good evening and welcome to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9. It's kind of good to be in studio instead of in a packed gym calling the district tournament. Night off for basketball action in Boonville, if you will. So we'll go back tomorrow to watch one girls game, the championship for the girls, and then on Friday I'll be the championship for the boys, and we'll talk about those folks here in a moment. But first up, let's talk about the Powell County girls basketball, how they finished the season, plus how they fare in district tournament play. If you're living under a rock, we'll let you know what we think.
Yeah, if you actually are, and let's hope that you're not, yeah. Especially if you're tuning in with us under the circumstances.
You should know.
Yeah, you should know. So I clicked on the boys instead of the girls. But the girls ended up having a couple of really nice wins the last time that we were on. Prior to that, as Lady Pirates ended up defeating Wolf County and then followed that up with a nice win against Owsley County. They beat Estill in overtime. Then they ended up losing to Wolf County. And then I'm way off the track here. Let me start all over again. The Lady Pirates ended up defeating Buckhorn by one on a last second shot. They defeated Wolf County at home 48-44. Defeated Knott County Central 49-35. And at that point, those were some of the best games that the Lady Pirates had actually put together consecutively. Ended up going to West Carter, which was a rematch from earlier in the season. Lady Pirates ended up losing that one 66-54. And then on Monday, they ended up playing against the Estill County Lady Engineers. And Lady Pirates ended up losing that game 60-47 in the opening game of the opening round, I should say, of the girls' 56th district tournament.
Yeah, we were really amazed where they played against Wolf County and Knott Central. Those were really two huge wins. And for whatever reason, it just didn't pan out for the next two. They went away from what they were doing that night, or I don't know if the season got long. Not sure what happened at least to West Carter. I do know it was a closer game than the score indicated, but I think they got hot early. Powell kind of closed the gap and just unable to get over the hump. As we've talked about that a lot this season, get behind early, just a dogfight on the way back. Close game. We were watching a good game in the first half against Estill on Monday, which is the big game. I think it was couple points.
Yeah.
Right in the first half. So
yep.
We thought, I think a one-point game, 29-28, something like that at halftime. And whatever happened at the half did not bode well for the Pirates, because the Engineers really came out in the second half and went on an early run. And I think at one time they got up by seven, and I think you and I looked at each other thinking, uh-oh. And then they went to nine, and I'm thinking at that point, I'm not sure if we got enough energy to get back in this one.
Yeah, actually, once it hit seven, the whole body disposition collectively of the Lady Pirates, it was almost like the air had come out of the sail and just they were deflated at that point and couldn't recover. Well, and I don't know if it was fatigue. I don't know if it's just they were just like realizing, okay, we're down seven. Like, oh, well, now we've got to work harder to get back. And they have done that countless times throughout the season. At that point, though, it just really didn't look like they had it in them. And that was in the third quarter.
We saw a couple games with Estill this year, and that was the best Estill County version of them that we've seen. Sarah Baker, to me, by herself, really kind of throttled Makaira. She did a really good job here the last time we played, but it didn't last through the overtime. But Monday night, it just seemed like Sarah didn't run out of gas. They also got her a break or two. and took her out of the game. And I think they learned by the last performance that she got tired in the end of the fourth quarter and overtime. And this time they got her out for break. And I thought Ruth did a really good job with Estes County girls. I thought the game plan was good. Sarah was phenomenal. And I didn't realize until we played Monday the size advantage that Baker had over Makaira. Baker, she looked like she's maybe 6'1". She's tall, long, and made it really tough on Makaira. At least, what, 3 or 4 block shots, and you just tried to deny her the ball and did an excellent job of guarding 1-on-1, and they had a good help defense. And Estes County kids followed their game plan and executed it really well. That's basically all you can say. And then they wound up hitting a bunch of shots from the outside, and that was the nail in the coffin.
Shots that they normally didn't make during the regular season. So
correct.
The fact at that point, the Lady Pirates trying to pack it in to kind of keep Angel in check. Instead, you had them hitting big shots from the outside, again, that they didn't normally hit, and that sometimes that happened. You know, you're gambling a little bit, right? If we're going to block you in on the inside and open the outside.
If the game plan is to stop Angel, we didn't do a terrible job. First half, I think she had a pretty good half. Second half, it went quiet just because Hale and Baker got hot from the outside. And those two kids kind of changed the tempo of the offensive part of the game. Powell County just continued to turn the ball over or take shots that they weren't going to call a foul on. We had talked about it pregame that crew that we had is just not a foul. They don't call a lot. And they're going to let you play. I'm okay with that. Now, that game, that style of game was not good for Powell County. But I like a game to be called that way because it really kind of leaves it up to the teams to figure it out. And, you know, at some point you have to realize that they're not calling those. I got to stop going there and trying. But that's what we've done all season. So those habits kind of kept on, and we just made some bad shots. And when you get down possession after possession, you just and you're trading threes for nothings. You know, Trinity Romans had a fantastic game for the Lady Pirates at 22. Made 4 threes, I think. Maybe 4 or 5 threes.
Yeah.
5 threes, I believe, out of the 6 of the Powell County made. And, man, that performance was fantastic. But really, that was all we had. You know, Chloe had a decent game, maybe 8 or 10 points. Makaira, I think, with 14, but 15 rebounds. But nobody really else was rebounding the basketball. So it was a weird game to me. We just, you know, Makaira getting 15 and nobody else really rebounding the basketball was kind of weird. And then the scoring the way it was, again, Baker shutting down Makaira was just. Kudos to Baker. I mean, you really can't say anything else. You just got to give credit where credit's due and give Sarah a lot of credit for that and Ruth for the game plan, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, they did exactly what they needed to do in order to win. And I also felt like with the Lady Pirates, obviously a very short bench, and because of that short bench.
It was a bench of one the other night, right?
Yeah, and basically the 5 starters probably played out of the 32 minutes. They probably played 30 of those minutes.
Well, I think Makaira got maybe 1 break. I think Chloe got a break. I know Trinity got maybe a couple breaks. I'm not sure.
Zaylee Strange was basically the only one that came in off the bench.
But Zaylee was rotating for each of them.
Correct, yes.
Zaylee was piling up some minutes because she was going in for this. And I honestly like the way that Rob did that. I mean, it limits your subs, but you got one sub that's rotating for all the spots. And I don't think Emily got a break. I think Emily might have stayed in the entire game. Emily Reed. Who else would I be missing?
That'd basically be it.
Carly.
Well, Carly Rogers, yes.
Carly did get some breaks as well. So I guess Zaylee rotated in for each of those players where they went out because he's the only other one that played. But I just don't think Emily got a break. I think she played the entire game and did what she could. You know, Carly, I thought, battled inside as much as she could. I had no problem with the way we played. It's just it didn't work. We didn't execute what we could have done. the box and chase or triangle and two, whatever they were trying to run. I don't think they ran much triangle. I think it was more of a box and chase type deal. But it just seemed like Baker just stopped Mekhi from getting into the lane like Wichita likes to do. There were a couple of times she got posted up, and we got her the ball, and she made some nice moves, and she was able to get a couple buckets that way. But that was about it for the night.
And some of those potential blocks, potentially, could have been fouls. And we weren't getting those calls. Again, they were holding their whistles where normally you would potentially get a foul, and now Mekhi is going to the free throw line.
And
I'm not saying, obviously, you know, they ended up losing by 13 points. So, I mean, right. Under circumstances, you know, I'm not, a couple more free throws, not necessarily going to make a difference, but sometimes it alters the way that players play
because
you're not getting those calls.
Again, the way the game, if you tell me the game is going to be called, let you play, let you be physical, I will tell you Powell County probably will not win that game. That's not saying the referees were dictating that. That's just saying I knew who the referees were when we started. It was going to be a physical game, which did not bode well for Powell County. The officials that call the game are really good. I got no problem with the officials. It's just the fact that because of the lack of whistles that you might get against a Harrison County or Montgomery County here in the 14th. You might get those calls at home. You're not getting those in a tournament game. And honestly, as a spectator, as a coach, I'd rather play out that way and let them be decided on the floor. The kids got to figure out how they're calling to play their game. And I told you before the game how it was going to turn out as far as the way the officiating was going to go.
Right.
And same thing, I guess, even for the boys' games for the last two nights. As a coach, you got to know who's calling and how they call to be able to make your game plan. That's just kind of part of it anymore.
That's a good point. And I felt like even with the Lady Pirates, in those two wins against Wolf County and against Knott County Central, they were blocking out so well.
Oh, yes.
And pushing the bigs out of the box and having multiple opportunities to get rebounding. They won the rebounding battle by like three, the Lady Pirates did, but also felt like that there wasn't a lot of blocking out, almost non-existent compared to the games that we ended up seeing, because it was so obvious and we picked up on it. Even the girls that we interviewed even recognized that, yes, we've been practicing that, but in that Wolf County game, I didn't see that same type of,
I talked to a couple of people who went to watch the West Carter game, and they said it was real similar to the West Carter game. The district game was. And don't know what happened between not West Carter and then over to Owsley with Estill, unless they couldn't find who they're blocking out in the zone. That's the only thing I can come up with. Or you want to stop the fast break so you release multiple players. I don't really know what happened. I'd like to talk to, you know, Rob and Roger, kind of figure that out, because it was weird looking. You know, when Mekhi gets almost, she didn't get all the rebounds. She got 15 of the
28. I think it was 28-25.
Yeah, 15 of those. So, I mean, she had a really good chunk of the rebounding for Powell County. And she's been the leading rebounder all season. But 15 to me was a large number to get on a game like that. I'm not sure what happened with the rest. I don't know where they were on. And I know Estill kind of missed shots.
We
just did get a lot of the rest. I think Angel kind of dominated Baker with her size. 14, what's her name?
Stacey Long.
Long. She was very active in there. But I just don't think Powell County was active on the boards like they had been. With the exception of Makaira, I think Trinity got, 4 or 5? I think Chloe was 4 or 5. Carly, 4 or 5. Everybody else. I mean, I know it's a decent number, but, you know, it just didn't seem like we won the battle significantly. Normally, if you win the rebounding battle and if you win the free throw, which that was, I don't think Estill shot a free throw.
Correct.
If you win those two battles, a lot of times you're going to win the game. And we were only down 2 threes total. So the question would be, how did you lose? And I give it to bad possessions. You know, questionable shots and bad possessions. That's They had to be able to get more shots up than you did to be able to win that game.
Yeah, and ultimately in the big picture, I felt like they looked very fatigued. Even going into the third quarter, once they were down 7, again, their whole body disposition changed and it looked like they were fatigued at that point and realized, I'm not so sure they're going to be able to pull out and come back after a 7-point deficit. They could, and obviously Estill pushed it out a little bit further. But, listen, this Lady Pirate team, to me, undersized all season long. They finished 14-15 on the season. I'm not quite sure that I could have seen that happening and predicted, you know, as far as like a win-loss total at the beginning, that I would have, you know, picked that. So to me, they exceeded expectations. I hated the fact that they lost that game and didn't advance because they have so much heart. Again, they're so oversized, you know, against the opponents, but they hustle and do what it really takes in order to make it happen. Then obviously you get your bench depleted some. Just, again, I have nothing but respect for this Lady Pirate team and what they were able to accomplish. It's unfortunate that it ended the way that it did.
A big thank you to the seniors, Carly Rogers, Chloe Grader, and Ella Weil. Coaching staff, Rob Berry and Roger Townsend, Lindsay, all those guys. I know they worked hard, but countless hours into the game. Not the outcome they wanted with Estill. But to be honest, Estill outplayed us on Monday night. And that's how the game goes. You got to give them credit. I'm not taking any away from the Lady Pirates. I think Estill kind of just outplayed us on Monday. It was their night. Whether it was a day off school, out of your routine. I know Rob tried his best to keep men routine as much as he could. But I don't know where you put the – you can't really put the blame anywhere except give credit to Estill County. And I love our team. I'll take our team every day. Just outmanned, outmatched maybe on Monday.
Yeah, at the wrong time, right, for that to occur. Well, all of a sudden you kind of have that.
You know, the injuries piled up late. The bench was really, really shallow, and that had to play in this last 2 weeks. I think they were almost playing Iron Man basketball out there, and it just those five were going and. This is
and going it. And going some more.
This was went on for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that, I think, had a toll going into Monday. I think their legs were probably a little bit more gone than what they thought. They had 3 tough games last week. It might have been a little bit too much for them going into today or to Monday.
I agree with that. But, again, nothing but respect. The way that they played, the way that they performed. Again, when you don't have any height and you're going up against – teams that have height and you're still being very competitive like they were consistently, again, to me, hold your head up high. You had an outstanding season, 14-15. I don't think most people outside of maybe the team members, right, could have predicted something like that, thinking when the season starts, right, we're going to win X amount of games.
I think you always think you're going more than you do because you want to.
Sure.
But realistically, I think if you're biased, you kind of predict it a little bit better out than that. But I thought we got a lot out of this club. I like them. You know, it's I hate going forward that really this is the oldest team in the district. We were the veterans. And that's a weird sound.
You're exactly right. Yeah, that it almost is hard to even fathom.
Yes.
Considering that we really only had, even though there were 3 seniors, Ella Weil came in. You know, her senior year basically to play. Didn't play a whole lot at the varsity level.
No seniors for Owsley. I don't know if there's a senior for Estill. I don't think there is.
If there is, it might only be like one. Yeah, I can look that up real quick.
And I know there's one senior for Lee, and I think that's about it. District-wide, there's not a lot of seniors this year. So, man, it's I know 2 players. When you're depleting a team of 10 or 12, you're losing 2, that's 1/6 of your team.
Well, as far as the seniors for Estill, they might be on the team, but they didn't play.
They don't play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, they return everybody. They're 13-18 on the season.
Yeah, so, I mean, next year, I mean, Owsley County has got a really nice team this year. They go far in the region. We'll talk about that in a minute. But they're, you know, a couple of juniors and everybody else is really young. So, again, we'll talk more about that in a minute, but again.
Only 1 senior for Lee County.
Yeah, Kaylee White, right? So, is that her name?
Actually, yeah, I'm 2 seniors, excuse me. Yeah, Kaylee White and Aaliyah Combs for Lee County.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, like I said, it's Okay, you got two veteran clubs, and they finished third and fourth. So
at this point, Owsley County has established themselves as the team to beat, girls, and have for the last several years at this point.
Yeah, we'll talk about that matchup here in a little bit. We're going to take a break first. Come back, we'll talk about the rest of the district tournament I went with girls play after the break.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Fowl County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Welcome back. Another short break. We got to get used to that short break at the beginning. So let's talk about the other portion of the district tournament at Owsley County. And it was the Owsley County Lady Owls versus Lee County. And honestly, Lee County played as good as they could possibly play and lost by 36.
Correct. And that just goes to show to me the kind of team that Owsley County has.
Really, the first part of the game, Lee County tried to keep it close. It was, you know, 5-6 point game, first quarter, and then Owsley just started just chipping away, and finally, by what, 2.5 minutes to go in the third, we've got a running clock, and it was just, I don't know. And again, I think Lee played offensively as good as they could play. Defensively, they didn't play terrible. Owsley's just really good.
Agreed. I don't know what else you can say about Owsley County other than they have been the cream of the crop. They continue to be the cream of the crop. And until somebody knocks them down, and again, they don't have any seniors. They're returning their full team, barring everybody stays healthy, et cetera. But yet, they're going to have their whole team back next year.
And Murray and Smith are juniors. And, you know, Carly Smith is a coach on the floor. Normally makes really good decisions. They don't miss free throws. They shoot the ball outside well. They got a great inside presence. They got size down low with an eighth grader and a freshman. I'm telling you, this is a team that next year could walk through the region, but could. And they're hoping they're a year early and have a chance to win the region this year.
Yeah, 22-8 on the season so far, and they'll face off against Estill County in the championship, who comes in at 13-18.
So that matchup on Friday is going to be interesting. Thursday at 7. And that's going to be really – I don't know if Estill can hang with them, but I think this, if Owsley comes out and has the similar performance they had against Powell – at Owsley, Estill could beat them. Estill matches up better with Owsley than anybody. They got size to match up with their size. They have quick guards. Now, I don't think they have guard play. JC's a good player, and they got another guard, too, at Estill. I'm not sure they match up with Carly and the Owsley guard play. Carly's just one of those players that's just, she's kind of like Makaira on Owsley County team with three other good scorers. I mean, that's the kind of team they are. They're deep, and anybody's a threat. And if Carly's not on, Terry's on. I mean, it's just, they got different weapons to go to at Owsley County.
Well, and what's interesting is, so when you look at their big, Macy Brown, their center, eighth grader. Then when you look at Taylor Grubb, point guard, shooting
super
guard.
Sophomore, eighth grader.
Yeah. Another eighth grader.
Super sub.
Yeah. And then when you look at Addison Terry, a freshman.
Yep.
Aaliyah
and
Lynch.
And she's a beast, by the way. Addison just, her and Estill County, lost her name. Riddle. Those two, hello, that's a fun matchup.
Yeah. And so then when you look at Aaliyah Lynch, a sophomore,
yeah.
Shelby Murray, a junior, Carly Smith, a junior, I mean, they're
loaded for next year.
They are loaded for next year.
Again, the bench is the problem, but like you said, Taylor comes in and does a good job. They've got a couple other players that can help them out. Again, depth is their problem. If Estill has a strength, it would be their depth. I think, and again, you can't play Owsley like you played Powell. I think the best way to play Owsley probably is, you hate to say this, but maybe pack in a zone and hope they don't hit shots. I mean, they got weapons. They're going to shoot the ball. They love to shoot it.
Not only that, but you better get back quick defensively. If you do not get an offensive missed rebound and they get that defensive rebound, they're going to get it out quick, and they're going to score on you no time.
I really tried to pay attention. So we were broadcasting the game with Owsley and Lee. I really tried to pay attention to what they actually were doing. And what I saw was they were releasing Carly on the left side, releasing Lee on the right side. They're sending three rebounders, dropping two. So every play, those two are running out and hoping for a rebound and a long pass. So if you're the...
And they get them.
And they, yes. And if you're Estill County, you must give up a rebounder. You have to drop one. Likely whoever's deepest. I'm not trying to give them a game plan, but you have to drop somebody to stop that run out, because they'll get at least 10 points a game minimum. If you're not in that, they get 20. But if you're dropping one, they're probably still going to get 6 or 8 because they do rebound the ball really well. Now, again, with Riddle inside with Estill, with Baker inside with Estill, they've got some size on the inside of the matchup with Owsley. So I'm telling you, it could be a really good game. If I had to pick a team to win, it would be Owsley, just because I think they're a better team. But on a given night, Estill can match up where they need to match up with Owsley, and I think it's going to be a really competitive game.
Now, on the two regular season matchups, one going all the way back to December the 10th, so, I mean, that was, you know, a long time ago, early in the
years
season.
Ago.
Yeah, 16-point Owsley County win, 72-56. And then when they played over at Estill County, it was 55-38 Owsley County. So, again, two convincing wins. Now, obviously, you have a different team in Estill County. I think Owsley's been consistent season long. Estill, I think, has improved down the stretch some. And I think, obviously, after you get a big win last night against the Lady Pirates, you're going to take that momentum and you're going to go forward and you're going to bring it all, you know, everything that you have.
Owsley passes it so well and know where they're going to be. They play that zone. It's their defense more than anything. With Owsley County, I know people say this, that zones aren't fun to watch. Owsley County is fun to watch in their zone. Very active, going to get a lot of movement, going to get a lot of traps, going to get a lot of action out of their zone. That's what causes those runouts, those breakaways that you get with Carly or Aaliyah. I like the way Owsley plays. I think Travis does a really good job with his team, and I think Ruth's going to do a good job with Estill County on Thursday. And I just don't think you're going to see a district championship game that's not a good game. I think it's going to be a less than 10 affair, and best team wins. Good luck to both of them.
I would agree with that. And even down the stretch for the Lady Engineers, even though they lost some very close games. If they didn't win, they were losing a majority of those 4 or 5 points. So they were in a lot of those games, including against Wolf County.
Yeah, best of luck to both of them.
Yeah.
And you could hear that broadcast again tomorrow night on WSKV and on Facebook Live, and it will be the Estill County Sports Crew. Not sure which crew it will be, but it will be an Estill County Sports Crew doing that broadcast and right there at Owsley County. And get there early. I think they turned away a couple hundred, last night. So
and that does not surprise me.
But that's not good.
That is not good, but that does not surprise me. Knowing, again, we've talked about it for several weeks now, that gym is so small that if you didn't get there early, and by the time we got there last night, and we were about 10 minutes late of what we would, you know, we're kind of shooting for.
10 after 5, there was a line of about 30 already at the door.
Yeah. And the doors opened at 5. So at that point, they were already lined up, you know, and apparently it went a long way.
It got worse after we got there.
Correct.
So, but yeah, if you want to get there early. But it's a shame that, you know, you had 200 fans. I'm complaining about not enough people in the gym, and we're full. Fire marshal wise.
Well, even.
And I also saw this. I saw a picture. They showed me a picture last night of the folks standing behind where the cheerleaders were. I didn't realize there were that many people back there.
On both ends.
Yes. And that's,
including in the lobby.
And that's not a good thing for fans. It's just, it's a shame for folks to drive an hour to not even, to get turned away at the door to say we're full. I guess that's why they're letting us broadcast for free this year and let people get to see it. But man, that's going to be a headache in the future. And at some point, I think you have to go to a neutral site and play your districts.
Something. Obviously,
they can still host. They could host at Powell or at Estill or maybe at Lee. And from what I understand, with Estill County now, with all the new improvements, they don't have much parking. So they've got a great new facilities. Now their parking's sad to suffer. So I'm not sure it's as good of a facility to host it down because the parking is going to be so bad.
Right.
So if you can't park, you still can't host. I mean, so that would cause it to be here at Powell, and other regions do that. You have it one site, you play every year. Every rotation is the host. They get their cut first, and you go from there.
Right.
I mean, it's just fair, and I understand it's one team will get home court advantage. That would be us. But if you're going to have everybody get in that wants to get in, something you're going to have to look at.
And it's a great gym in many respects.
It is. And right. You know, it's we do have great parking. That's one of the reasons we're in rotation with the boys the way it is. It's one of the better parking facilities. Us and Knott, probably the best two. Perry right there, third, I would think, with the parking. Inside, I think our gym is bigger than Perry's. Right there with Knott. So when you look at the size of the gyms, we're top two. We're not Perry, Powell, pretty close, I guess, on parking. Breathitt's absolute worst as far as those four. And inside, I think, is probably the same order. It's probably not Powell, Perry, as far as how many people you get in the gym. So, I don't know. It's just something for a different day, but something's going to have to be addressed as far as the people getting turned away. That's just a shame. I didn't realize people were getting turned away till last night when I got home. So
yeah, again, it is unfortunate, but that's part of the rotation, and you deal with it every four years, and you know it happens.
But something needs to happen to fix to alleviate some of that. We talked to Kyle a little bit about last night. He said he lost some seats when they put new bleachers in.
Yeah,
I know we did the same thing. We put our new bleachers in and lost seats. So sometimes improvement goes with the loss. So you know maybe those 200 could have got in if we hadn't put new bleachers in. But guess what? You want to upgrade your facilities best you can. And
true. And it mean. Looked great.
It did.
Floor looked great. Gym looked great. Yeah. You know, again, they do a great job.
They're great hosts.
100%. It's just unfortunate that the facility is
small.
On the smaller side. Yeah. Let's move on real quick here as far as like the other girls district tournament. So in the 53rd, Knott County Central will play Cordia. And that game is tomorrow night, right? What's the date? Thursday. Yeah, today's the 22nd. So anyway, the 23rd, tomorrow night, Knott Central versus Cordia. The winner of that will play Letcher County Central on Friday. Again, that's in the 53rd. We already talked about, we haven't talked about, the 54th. Hazard defeated Leslie County, 68-50.
Perry.
But I went too far.
What did you say?
I'm going to back up again. Scratch everything I said on that. For some reason, I scrolled too far, and I talked boys. Let's start all over again, and I apologize. Knott County Central versus Letcher County Central, that game tomorrow night.
Championship game.
Championship game for the girls' 53rd district. So Letcher ended up defeating Cordia handily, and Knott Central defeated June Buchanan handily. Again, so it'll be Knott County Central, Letcher County Central championship at Alice Lloyd College for the girls' 53rd district. In the 54th, Leslie defeated Buckhorn, and Hazard defeated Perry Central.
Upset.
And so Hazard and Leslie County will play for the championship. That game is tomorrow night. I don't know why I'm getting all confused. Tomorrow night is that one. And the 55th, Breathitt defeated Jackson City, and it'll be Breathitt versus Wolf County. That game is tonight, believe it or not. 22nd, it's tonight. And then for the girls in the 56, it's Owsley versus Essel. Again, that game is tomorrow night at Owsley County, 7 o'clock.
Not much change what you could have predicted, with the exception of Hazard defeated Perry. That was the only major upset. And then I think the Leslie Buckhorn game was closer than people expected. So that one kind of, again, Leslie did win. That's all that matters. Again, they got the win, but closer game than what they had expected. But again, the eight teams in, you know, Powell had a shot to get there. I think the 56 is always a little open. And also the 54th, yeah, the 54th is always a little open. Between Hazard can always sneak up on somebody. Hazard's really young. A lot of middle school kids playing for them. But got the upset over Perry, so that's a big win for them. Leslie County's still, I guess, the arguable favorite to win it all. And I have to throw Owsley County right up there with them. I think they're maybe a co-favorite at this point.
I definitely think you have to give Owsley County a legitimate chance, depending on the draw.
Yes.
It's going to depend on the draw. Obviously, that's so important and so crucial.
The thing about it is, you put Owsley and Leslie, they get in the same bracket. Guess what? Somebody else is going to have a good draw, and they got a chance.
That's correct, yeah. No matter if that would be an Estill or even a Wolf County team.
That's exactly right.
Again, there are others who are capable of stepping up, but it ought to make for an interesting tournament, that's for sure, the regional tournament.
Yeah, I think all the draws are on Saturday, I believe. The dates are all set. We'll go over the boys' dates in a moment, but I think they have the draws on Saturday as far as who plays who and where.
That's going to be at 10 o'clock in Hyden, and then the tournament dates for the girls' regional, Monday the 27th, Tuesday the 28th, and then they'll take a break and come back on Thursday, Friday the 3rd and the 4th.
Yes, that's right.
It's Friday, Saturday. 3rd and 4th is Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday.
So it's going to be Monday, Tuesday, 27th, 28th. Take off the 1st and the 2nd, then it's going to be the 3rd and the 4th for the girls at Leslie County.
Okay. So our conversation with her tonight was?
Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday.
So we don't play on Thursday.
That is correct.
We don't have that overlapping game we thought we might have.
Correct.
Okay. Take a break. Talk about that again while we're off the air. Take a break here on WSKV and PCSN Live.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across Central and Eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
traded and upgraded now at Appalachian Wireless and receive up to $700 off when you trade your old eligible device in and upgrade to a new iPhone 14 Pro Max or Samsung S23 Ultra on a qualifying Appalachian Advantage plan. What better way to start the year off right than with upgrading to a new 5G compatible device on the region's best network while saving up to $700 off on the hottest smartphones? Appalachian Wireless giving you another reason to come join the Big Blue Network. Why? Because we are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
AppalachianWireless.com for full terms and conditions.
Welcome back. We said we were going to give you two breaks, and man, that was a quick second break, I think. There was a couple of spots there. We were talking off the air, so we were trying to figure out this tournament schedule, so before we said something wrong, which we didn't. So
well, at that point, realizing that I'm going to go back then, let's go back to the regional since we were just kind of talking about it. So, again, the girls' regional tournament at Leslie County, Monday the 27th, Tuesday the 28th, and then Friday, March the 3rd, and Saturday, March the 4th. The boys' games will start March the 1st and 2nd, and then their semifinals will be Saturday the 4th, and then Monday the 6th for the championship.
So the crossover date, or the same common date, is on Saturday.
The 4th.
Championship game for the girls, semifinals for the boys.
And the boys are at Perry Central.
Right. So what we were discussing off the air was, if you have common teams playing in the semifinals and you have in the
finals
of the girls,
right?
How do you do that logistically for your fans?
And we had
discussed possibly there's no times on these, so maybe you could play an afternoon session for the boys, evening sessions for the girls, or flip it. Afternoon sessions for the girls and play your evening sessions for the boys in the semifinals. To me, girls are just as important as boys. And you give each of those groups an opportunity. You give everybody in the 14th region an opportunity to go see both games if they want to, by making it maybe an afternoon game, evening game. Don't cut your nose off, spite your face, and have it at the same time.
Yeah.
I hate it when they do that. We talked off the air. There's one perfect matchup that would alleviate all that, and that would be if Owsley and Leslie were in the finals, because they are the only two girls' teams that aren't playing on the boys' side.
Correct.
You're so exactly there could right. be no interference with their
right.
counterpart.
If it panned out that way. It, yeah.
And that honestly is two of your top picks on the girls' side.
Yeah, in the region.
I'm not saying they'll get there. I'm just saying that would limit the discussions as far as the guys talking about it to play at a certain time. They might wind up playing those at the same time. I still think you give everybody a chance in the region to go watch those games. Because you want to showcase the girls, you want to showcase the boys. You know, don't make it kind of chintzy where one gets a little shorted. And I know who that would be.
More than likely.
As a longtime girls coach, it would always be
that's a good guess.
The girls getting slotted.
A good assumption that you could have, right?
I'd say that, but it, you know, it's true. And it's like, you know, Kyle Raskin said last night, it matters too about your Title IX requirements on what actually meets prime time games. So, you know, the girls may have to get the evening matchup because it may be more of a prime time game than the afternoon session. I'm not sure how that works out.
It would almost make sense to actually have the boys' semifinals earlier Saturday and have the girls' championship Saturday night.
I know that's something different, but man, I think that's something that would be kind of neat and fun.
Yeah.
You could have an all-day basketball. You could go see two games of the boys, flip over to go to Leslie County, go watch the girls' championship game. If you're a real basketball freak, guess what? That's a fun day.
Yeah, it would be, for sure. Again, especially in the semifinals, and then you get the finals that night. Again, to me, the boys would be the ones to play earlier that day, and the girls would have the championship that evening.
And you need at least a couple hours travel time in between the two. Again, Perry Leslie's not that far. What, 45 minutes probably to get to the other side? So if you've got two common teams playing, you have to do something like that. If you've got two different teams, it may not matter as much, except for all the other people that want to support whoever's there. And to me, it's all about supporting these kids, girls and boys. Doesn't matter which one. Just don't play them at the same time. I've had that before when I've, as a coach of softball, wound up playing the boys' championship game, same time the girls been playing. And that's horrible to have people decide. Remember one year Powell played in both championship game in softball, championship game in baseball. I'm thinking Drew Shear, or maybe it was a second round game, but we were at the same time. Man, don't do that to our fans.
Correct.
You know, the girls were always short enough anyway, so, you know, at least
especially for broadcasting purposes as well, because you want as many people to be able to tune in regardless.
Well, we even talk about Estill County because they're going to be both. What happens if they're playing at the same time, same night? What do you do as broadcasters? I mean, who do you follow? Since you're here at WSKV, you can do both. But it's still tough. Somebody's going to be on radio. Somebody's going to be on Facebook Live. And it's just kind of it's a little different. It's hard. It's hard to follow. But
it is.
We'll switch gears. I'm trying to figure out here. It's probably better to go ahead and take one more break and then wrap up the boys. Talk about the boys and see where they're going. So we'll step away for one more break, come back with boys action, cover that, and then we'll break away here on BCSN Live.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events and their academics, at home or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more, remember your Ace Hardware right here in Stanton, East College Avenue, Ace, the helpful place.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live. I know we are giving you a ton of information, and we're going to give you more. So just stay there. We're now going to talk about boys play again. That's going to be significant here for you Powell County fans and our Estill County cohorts across the way, because district games last night, again, much better crowd. And like I said, we didn't realize it at the time, but at least 200 were turned away, maybe more were turned away at the door from going into Owsley County. I knew there was a good crowd inside. I didn't realize, and I'm sitting in there also, and how many people lined up around the walls, and I just didn't pay attention. I watched the game, and we were operating the camera last night for the Estill County crew, and it was just different. Not for us, I guess.
It was different.
Yeah. But anyway, it was a really good ball game. The first game, Powell County versus Owsley County. We knew Owsley County was going to come in.
Lee County, or Owsley. You're right.
Owsley. And give everything they had. They're a school of pride, heart. They're going to leave it all on the floor. I always respect the Owsley County folks for that, because it doesn't matter how good or how bad they are. They're going to give you everything they got, and they did last night. Powell County went on that run the second quarter, that 15-point run we mentioned during our broadcast, and really that was the difference in the game.
Yeah, at one point the Pirates had gotten up by as many as 20,
yeah.
And then at that point, though, Owsley County ended up cutting it down to seven, I believe, or nine, seven
nine,
or nine
I think
at one
was
point.
The closest, but it was coming. They had ran off within 6 minutes or 5 minutes.
10 points.
They cut 10 off the lead, and they were trending that direction. I don't know if they just ran out of a little steam, got in a little foul trouble, ran out maybe a little bit of steam. They were playing shorthanded as well. But, Powell County played phenomenally. First half was probably the best half of basketball I've seen. Second half was good, but it was different. And at the end, we're kind of playing silly.
Fouling and
fouling with the
a big lead and
them,
you
and
know,
should taking shots we shouldn't be taking, and what could have been a 16, 17, 18 point victory. I know it doesn't matter; it's a victory, but you wound up having to fight for it and get it back above 10, and wound up winning by 13. So again, it's a great win for the Pirates moving forward. It's a good win for them. You know, you can say they're the one seed going in, but realistically, the two teams with the worst records were playing last night in the first game. The two teams with the best records played game two.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that game in a minute. But Jack Rose was phenomenal in the first half.
24.
24 in the first half.
Yeah.
26 for the game? Or
I want to say 20. I think it was 26. I think he went 2 of 4 from the free throw line in the second half.
So, I mean, not that he wasn't non-existent, because his passing was just phenomenal last night after
that.
Yeah,
great. All around game.
Brandenburg had about 6 or 8 points in the first half. He winds up with 22. So he had a better second half.
And about 10 plus rebounds. I can't remember what the total was.
He had 9 in the first half, only 2 in the second half. Jack kind of flipped gears. Jack became the rebounder and Braden became the scorer in the second half. They kind of flipped positions, which is okay. But the big deal, Bryson Edwards, the freshman, chipped in with 15 and several rebounds as well for Bryson. So just a nice night. You know, Jacob Townsend had knocked down a couple shots, made a great decision late, pulling the ball back out. Well, we had a run out, but guess what? He plays it smart, pulled it back out, and ran clock. Cam Del Rosario, I think he had a good game. He forced the action a couple times. Maybe he shouldn't have. He made a couple passes that were a little lazy. But overall, ran the show well. Sadly for Dylan Carter, has a pretty severe ankle sprain. I saw him today on crutches. I think it's just a hard cast. I don't think he had a boot on. It was just a hard cast. But, you know, you hate losing Dylan because he's your backup point guard.
And he's significant,
he's a speed
off the bench.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good defender.
Started a couple of times, actually.
Yeah. I said, now you need to suck it up, be ready to go on Friday. He looked at me and said, I don't know. I'm thinking, I've seen much worse and play on next day, but you do what you got to do.
Yeah,
and,
that's an unfortunate situation.
And I'm in jest saying that to him. You know, if you're not ready to go, you don't go.
Right.
Especially when the game, not that it doesn't matter. It's for the district championship. But as far as you going on to the region and playing, it doesn't matter. You're going to the region and playing regardless. But being down one player is going to be tough for Powell County against Estill on Friday. I'm probably leaving somebody out that's just Dalton Humble, he gave his normal minutes.
He did, and even a couple of times, whether it was Dalton or, you know, Jack, Bryson, to me, a lot of times, they were even just tapping the ball and hitting the ball when they couldn't get the rebound but could get a hand on it, exactly, and would tap it out in order to create another offensive opportunity and or crashing the boards.
Did a great job of that last night.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Several times, again, where the Pirates had gave themselves extra offensive opportunities and or would limit Owsley County and would take the rebound, again, away from them when Owsley would be scrapping, but somehow we would come away with it and convert it the other end. But I agree with you. I think it was an outstanding game. The passing was phenomenal at times. The shots were really, there weren't a whole lot of bad shots until really kind of late, but at that point, you know, you kind of had the game in hand.
I thought the shot Braden took one time, he was probably 25 feet away from the basket, and I'm not saying he can't make that shot, but at the time, it's probably not the best shot in the world to take. I know Cam.
That's what you have to be aware of.
Cam took one last night that he made that was probably not the best shot to take at the time. You know what? You're going to do that some, man. But again, you got to understand, this team has got to learn how to win. When you get down to 3 minutes to go, it's about possessions only. If you have more possessions than they do, or if you go to the free throw line, you're going to win the game.
Well, and you better convert on every possession too, because you can ill afford to come up empty, allow the other team to score, and then you potentially come up empty and allow the other team to score. It can be swung in no time.
But if you're up 6 possessions, you can't give it away 3 times.
True.
So
you
what
can't.
I'm saying, those bad shots will lead to a bad possession, gives them one free. They go down and score. Now you're down to 4. Do it again, you're down to three.
And that's now, kind of what happened when Owsley got within nine.
That's exactly
right.
What
a couple turnovers. They came down and converted. Turnover. They converted. Turnover. They converted. Next thing you know, it's just like, oh, we're up 19. And all of a sudden, it's a 9-point game. Like,
they started pressing. I'm not saying that they had to do that.
Sure.
But it probably burned some of their legs as well in the process and just didn't have enough to finish it. But, man, kudos to Owsley County. They played great. I thought Powell played great as well. Just got to learn how to finish. And then we watched Estill County play Lee County, what we knew was going to be a barn burner. And it turned out to be not a dud, but it was 1-point game at halftime again, or I believe it was, right?
It was.
Yeah, and then...
Actually, Owsley had jumped out to an early lead,
yeah.
And then Estill came back, and then Estill came back and took the lead and didn't relinquish it, until...
When I ran the camera, it was Lee. When Ken ran the camera, it was Estill.
Listen, that's the craziest thing. And this is the God's honest truth. David and I were alternating quarters, and when he started with it, Lee County came out like gangbusters, took the lead. All of a sudden, we switch in the second quarter. Estill starts coming back. We go back to the third. Lee comes back again. All of a sudden, we go to the fourth, and it was like Estill's coming back, and I kind of mentioned to him, it was like about 3 minutes to go. I was like, you want to switch who you want to win? Because at this point, the way that it was kind of very odd. It was definitely weird. You know. So just for the Estill fans that may or may not be listening, you're welcome. I'm glad I could cover the camera in the second and the fourth.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. I know I made one big boo-boo on the camera last night. I was Zach Washington, a nice play, got a steal. And I'm watching the play because this is a nice play. And I was watching it all right, but the camera didn't go with me. So everybody missed that play.
But at that point, you're looking at the screen because you're not looking at the floor, right? It's very difficult.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the floor watching the play.
Well, I know. I'm saying it's a very difficult play. It's not as easy as it looks. I can tell you that, especially being a sports fan.
I got to look at Beathen, and I said, I know. I'm fired. No problem. But anyway.
I'll put it to you this way. Going back, it was not as bad as when I ended up doing play-by-play and video one of the football games.
2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Last year.
I think it was last year. Yeah. At that point, I was like, okay, the camera guy has to go.
He has to be fired.
Whoever that guy is, he needs to go and get away from that job.
We don't thank our people enough for helping us in the broadcast or videographers.
Yeah.
We just don't say it enough. It's just, it takes an army sometimes to run this show. And, man, big kudos to Ethan. It's a ton of stuff that has to be set up. Ethan does a great job. We're kind of spoiled with him. But anyway, back to basketball. It was a really good contest. I thought that Estill County took Watterson out of the game. That was big for them. And they're long. I didn't realize it until last night whenever we're closer to the court there at Owsley that they were as long as they were. And, man, Lee's small.
Obviously it goes back to the gym, if you think
about
it, right?
Yes,
because whether we're at Estill, whether we're at Powell, right, we're far enough away. And all of a sudden now you're almost down on the floor at Owsley and you're like, oh, okay, these boys are – a little bit bigger than what I thought.
Yeah, well, they're long. Kate Benton's really long. You got the, I'm going to forget somebody's name. Maybriar's long. Number 11. That guy's number.
Kenny Dale. Come on.
Kenny Dale. Yes, I'm trying to be like Hardy.
We can't do it like Williams.
Kenny Dale. I can't say it. Kenny Dale anyway. But anyway, they are really long. And, you know, you had Riddle in the game last night. He was phenomenal in the first half. And really, it was more about a Benton there in the second. He was phenomenal in the second half. It was just, I don't know, it's weird. You had a player here and a player. It seemed like the whole tournament was that way for everybody. And like I said, I thought Riddle established the game in the first half. It was all him. And in the second, it was pretty much taken over by Benton offensively. And everybody has to chip in on the offensive, on the defensive side. But again, to hold Watterson down to what they did, pretty good effort. You know, kid averaged about 25, 26 a game and
finished with like 12.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure he had a lot of looks last night. He just, I don't know if he wasn't into the game, he wasn't feeling well, but it wasn't the normal Zach Watterson we normally saw.
True.
And he's gonna be sore to miss again. He could go out as the all time leading scorer there at Lee County. And the sad part about that was, and I don't think any district championship I don't think he had played in a regional. It was kind of sad, a player of that quality just, you know, that's...
Didn't have that opportunity.
Yeah. He gets to go play golf now under scholarship. He's a heck of a golfer, too, so he'll do well with the golf there at Eastern. But, you know, players like that are hard to lose. Lee County's going to lose several players. They're going to be really bare next year. Estill County's got some back, going to lose a lot. They're going to lose Cade, going to lose, I think, Kenny Dale, as we call him. And I think Maybriar may also be a senior. Is that?
Actually, Rose and they'll actually have one senior.
Just Cade?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so just Cade Benton.
Yeah, and they're 20-11.
Yeah, that's.
Now, with that being said, Cade Benton is an outstanding player.
Yes.
He had 34, I believe, last night. So, again, when you have a player who comes in that can score those kind of points, you know, you're definitely going to miss somebody like that. But
yeah,
still, they're going to be solid coming into next year.
And once he started shooting those threes, he started making. It was all over for Lee County last night. He just got hot, and he said, give me the ball. You know, before that, it was somebody else. Then he took over, and it was all Cade. But, yeah, that's just a team that runs. They run in – it's in spurts. You can't allow the runs from Estill County. Brian does. You know, I love Brian. He was here long enough. We became really good friends. And I know how Brian coaches, how he approaches the game. I think he is one of the best tournament coaches I've seen. Said that here. You know, maybe sometimes regular season, it got away from him a little bit. He lets you play and lets you figure things out. Tournament time, he wants to control it a little bit better, and he's going to run what he wants to run. And when he sees a mismatch, he's going to abuse it. And, you know, we got to face that on Friday night with our boys. We got to be ready for them. And I'm not sure we're going to be able to withstand their physicality. Depends on how the officiating kind of goes. If it's you're letting them play, it's Estill County's favor. If you call a lot of stuff, then it may be 50-50.
I think under those circumstances, it probably will be – not really fast and furious, but I think it's going to be a very physical game. And I think I think the Pirates better come out and realize this is going to be probably their toughest game all season in many respects. One, there's so much on the line. Two, if the officials allow it like it was, especially in the second game between Lee and Estill. I mean, my gosh, there were like blatant fouls, obvious fouls that were not even called. And at that point, if they're going to let that go, again, Pirates better be prepared, and they better come and put it on the line.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, and I think in my head, I'll give you three names when we leave. We'll say it on the air, but I'll give you three names when we leave on who I think it will be Friday night, and then we'll see what it is whenever we get there.
The officials.
Yeah, I'll have a prediction on who the three are.
So we'll have that game Friday night, the boys, the number one seed against Estill, the number two seed, for the championship. We'll be on the air probably a little bit before 7, tip off a schedule for 7 o'clock, but we'll probably go on just a little bit early. Again, that is at Owsley County Friday night, Powell County versus Estill County.
Yeah, and if you look at the RPI, I think they're about 14 points ahead of us. So I know a lot of people talk about the coin flip, and I'm thinking, I don't really love RPI. I don't think coin flips it either. But in my opinion, coin flip's probably better than RPI. But when you look at it, a lot of people look at RPI. Estill's going to be a big favorite going into Friday night's game just because of RPI, as is Owsley in the girls' side, because they're a lot way above the Estill County Engineers on the RPI side.
Well, and their record, obviously, at that point as well.
Well, that's why.
You know, they've won like, you know,
RPI,
eight more games than the Pirates have. So, you know, obviously you have to give Estill County the advantage under those circumstances. Yeah. Again, still has to be played, you know, pulling for the Pirates
to come
up with a district championship.
You know, we looked at the games last night, and they kind of come out the way we thought they would. But when you look them on paper, these teams are a lot closer than you think. So, again, it's a great place to play. You might want to get there at 5:30. I don't want to see anybody turned away, but I'm sure there will. Now, it won't be Ken and I. We already got our seats picked out. We know where we're going to be.
Yes.
The rest of you guys, good luck, and if not, you can always watch us on WSKV Facebook Live.
Correct, as well as the radio, and listen like a local.com.
So if you're one of those turned around, just turn on the radio, drive home, listen. That's about all
you
can do.
And we'll try to do the best we can.
We will do the best we can, regardless who you're rooting for. I mean, it's just kind of the way we kind of roll. So,
and I will say, if anything, we're at least, you know, maybe sometimes too brutally honest with what it is that we see, maybe a little bit. Again, not to necessarily be picking on any of the student athletes or anything, as much as
we won't call you out individually. We may call out a whole in general. Usually, it's not individually, but
exactly.
If the shoe fits,
Call it like we see it.
Yeah. You know, we've got some comments from like the Esther County crew to listen to us some, and you guys are not as biased as what we thought you would be. Well, I mean, we've done this for too long now.
Well, we're fans, and again, we're just calling it out what it is that we see.
On Friday night, it's going to be fun. It's going to be you and I, Danny and William, and I'm going to be a big-time Powell County fan. I promise you that. And I know Danny and William are going to be big-time Esther County fans, just like you will be a Powell County fan as well. But we're going to be the fans of our schools.
100%.
On WSKV. This thing may blow up on Friday night. Two polars. But I tell you what, they're good guys. It's fun to work with William and Danny. We got to work with them last night. It's always a blast. We get along fine. So as broadcasters, if you look around, there's a fist fight going on. It's a close game.
Yeah. And if anything, we need to go back and look and see if anybody voted to see who was the best videographer.
Ethan. Ethan on the camera game, too.
Ethan and or Josh, for that matter.
But anyway, thanks for listening to us. Again, hopefully you'll stay tuned to a broadcast throughout the rest of the tournament, which is tomorrow night, Friday night, or at least to the WSKV. Game time tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Game time Friday night, 7 o'clock. Pay attention to the post-game shows. You listen to your all-tournament teams and all that good stuff. And we'll, again, we still won't have times of games. We'll have when they're played. And that will be Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, girls. Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, boys.
Correct.
Girls at Leslie, boys at Perry. And hope you all have some safe trips and support your teams as fun as you and have as much fun as you possibly can. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Kiddos, enjoy the moment.
Yep. Seize the moment, for that matter.
Be the moment. I hope y'all win.
Go Pirates.
Go Pirates. See you next. We'll see you sometime here on WSKV and PCSN Live.
Joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security & Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.
Your Stanton Tourism temperature check.